This past week, I thought I had a message before, and then God did something really amazing. He gave an eclipse for me. I felt that way. Did any of you see the eclipse? And, I mean, how cool was it to pass close to us and then up by your area? I know you guys went up north. Did you see it really well? Yeah, this is really cool. I have some friends in South Carolina that sent me some pictures, and they were like, it was so awesome. And I heard some people talk about friends in Colorado. And what an amazing thing that, you know, took place. And it just kind of, when I saw it, I kept thinking of a song that actually Keith Turner, you and John introduced to me years ago, God of Wonders, Beyond Our Galaxy. You are holy. And I kept hearing that song over and over and over in my head. Father, what I pray for today is that we just get a vision of your greatness, that we get a vision of who you are, that creator, in all of your power, in all of your glory, and everything that you possess at your right hand. In Jesus' name, amen. So some of you saw the solar eclipse. Some of you had your glasses on Facebook, so I grabbed a few pictures. Loida with her class, right? The teachers all had them. And then Ryan's a teacher. He had one of the best Facebook posts. If you can't read it, let me get my glasses because I thought it was so cool. He says, now that the eclipse is over, I'm selling these half off. That was just really cool. And I was with some people, and there was one person with a pair of glasses, and they kept passing them around. It was kind of neat to have all that take place. But I started thinking about Psalms, and Psalms 19:1 says, the heavens are telling the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. See, I don't need to be telling you about God. The heavens are even declaring about his greatness. And as you're going to see in this sermon, I've heard parts of this sermon in the past, and a lot of this came to my mind this week when I was worshiping and when I was preparing and thinking. And so I'm going to share some of these things with you now. In Psalms, it says, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him from the skies, praise him all his angels, praise him all the armies of heaven, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you twinkling stars, praise him skies above, praise him vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. For he issued his command and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. The universe was created in praise. But a result of sin is sin will diminish our perspective of God's greatness in our life and puffs up our own greatness. I'm going to say it again. Sin diminishes our perspective of God's greatness in our life and puffs up our own greatness. And that's what happens because of sin. We begin to forget how great he is and how awesome he is. We begin to think we can do things on our own. We can accomplish these tasks with our own strength. We can walk in our own victory. And all of a sudden, when we begin to fail, we were, where is God? And he's already diminished in our mind and in our spirit because of sin. But today, I'm praying for a reawakening of a knowledge of his greatness in your life. A reigniting of his awesomeness in your spirit. It started in the beginning. Now, in the beginning was Keith. No. In the beginning was? All right. So God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness. That doesn't sound very fun, does it? Formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. I love when the Spirit hovers, because that means he's up to something. Now, generally, there's darkness and there's emptiness when he begins to hover. And all of a sudden, it says, and God said, let there be. And there was. Of course there was, because he's God. So when there's darkness and when there's void or when you feel empty and he speaks light, light comes. Whether you want it or not, it comes. That's revelation light that comes in the dark places and just speaks light. Now, for those of us who are scientific, we have a scientist among us, and she's here today. I was hoping you would be here today. I learned so many things in science. I loved science class. My struggle was math, so that's why I went and did other things. But I loved science. And I used to be, as a little child, thrilled. We used to have these science kits. There was these boxes. I don't know if you teachers had them, but it was these little boxes. Our science teachers would come, and they would have these little projects that we would do. And it was just amazing when I would learn about the things that God had created, because science is not against Christianity. To me, science always proves Christianity even more. It supports it. Because let me tell you, there are scientific equations that get to a point to where it needs the next step. And that next step is Him. So light travels at 186,000 miles a second. That's probably, some of you drive close to that on 285, but that's pretty fast. A light year, see, we don't use a yardstick or a ruler to measure light because it's such a different force that He spoke. Now remember, He spoke light. He created light. It's so fast that it travels 5.88 trillion miles a year. Now if that still is not causing any kind of revelation, think about this. Light travels around the world 7 times a second. From here all the way back, 7 times in 1 second, light has already traveled. That's pretty fast. And that's His creative power that He spoke into existence. Psalm 33:8 says, "The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born." One breath, and every star was born. Now, we have galaxies. I was one of those nerds. I had a great telescope. And I had my two best friends were through the biggest nerds. Both are, well, I'm sorry, sir. Both are scientists right now. But one of them, in eighth grade, created a laser. I mean, this was like in 1978 in our room. And actually burned a hole in the wall into the building. I mean, I hung around with some really smart kids. And I just wanted to be smart. So I was like, I'm just going to hang with them. So maybe I will learn some things from them. But they taught me about astronomy. And so I had this telescope in the back, and it always seemed to be the cold times of the month that we could see them the best. I just remember being cold, but I remember seeing the red spot in Jupiter and the rings on Saturn, and we would go out at night and watch these, and I was just mesmerized by these creations that God had created. And I began to think, how did they come into existence? Now, we're in the Milky Way galaxy. Do you know that? Not the candy bar, but the Milky Way galaxy. And we are in a solar system. We have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and maybe another one at the end. And inside our solar system, inside of the Milky Way. Now, the Milky Way is this one galaxy of over 5 billion galaxies. They don't even have a number because we can't count them all. They can't even see them all. We call the universe our known universe because there's a point to where we can't see anything else. Because we're limited. He's not limited. So Andromeda is a galaxy, and they think it's close. It's similar to us. They think we're a spiral galaxy as well, the Milky Way. I like so, because that's kind of pretty. I'm gay, so. So it's a spiral galaxy, and it is the closest neighbor to us. There are 2 million light years away. So it'll be 2 million times the speed of light to get to this galaxy. That's not close. There are roughly 1 trillion stars in that galaxy. My God created every one of them. That's just one galaxy. Now, there's something that's kind of cool. This is close to us. This is called Stefan's Quintet. And it's a grouping of 5 galaxies. And it's really like a compact group close to us as well. All of these were discovered many years ago. But all of these are up there. When you look at night and you look through telescopes and you can see these different galaxies, we're not just here by ourselves. There's a lot of other things out there, right? God is wanting to tell us 2 things through all of this. Now, you may want to write this down because this is very, very important. The first one is this. He is really huge. And the second thing is, we are really small. I mean, He is really huge. We are really small. Now, sometimes we go the other way around, where we think we're really huge And God is really small. But this is the truth. This is really how it is in the universe. He is really big. I mean, we don't even, there's canvases on that wall that people have painted. His canvas is eternal, and he's painting constantly, changing things, and we have no idea what he's doing. And it may look like there's one picture, and all of a sudden, he turns it upside down, and he says, no, this is what I've been doing in your life. He is so huge, and if we get a concept of how huge he is in our life, we're going to understand that he is God, and we are us. Pastor Keith, I don't want to feel really small. I'm sorry, you really are. To make you feel even smaller, this is our Milky Way. Now, you would think we'd at least be in the center of the Milky Way, right? I mean, God, you know, it's us. At least we would be. No, we're right on the edge where we are here. We're not even in the middle of our own galaxy. That's what he's saying. You're so small, you're not even in the middle of your own galaxy, your own neighborhood. Now, there's about 2 billion stars in our Milky Way. If we counted one star per second, it would take us 2,500 years every second to count a star, to count how many stars are in that galaxy. Our solar system is the size of a quarter. If the Milky Way were the size of North America, that's Mexico, North America, and Canada, we are the size, our solar system, not our planet, our solar system is the size of a quarter inside of the Milky Way, if that was North America. Now, you feel really big? No, but let me tell you, this is what it says. So who will you compare with me? Who is equal to me, says the Holy One? Look up toward the sky who created everything you see. The Lord causes the stars to come out at night one by one. He calls out each one of them by name. His power and strength are great, so none of the stars is missing. I know that God. That's my Father. You see, that is understanding his greatness and his power and his awesomeness and understanding who I am with him. Neil Armstrong, do you know who Neil Armstrong was? He was the first man to walk on the moon. So those of you who are old like me, you probably remember it being on TV. They had this big suit on and it was like this muffled sound, you know, one tiny step for mankind and all this. And when he was on the way back, Neil Armstrong said this when he saw the Earth. Now, that's the first person to ever be outside of the atmosphere of the Earth and to come back to it. He's in there with the others. And he says this, I remember on the way home on Apollo 11, it suddenly struck me that that tiny pea, pretty and blue, was the Earth. I put up my thumb and shut one eye, and my thumb blotted out the planet Earth. I didn't feel like a giant. I felt very, very small. Now, this is the good part. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moons and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? And this is where God begins to say, he did it all for us. Now, there are three things I want to talk about. The first are galaxies, billions of them in the known universe. So, you know how the Milky Way and Andromeda, there are billions of those galaxies in the known universe. Have you ever heard of the Hubble telescope? Now, the Hubble telescope is a space telescope, so it's actually outside of our atmosphere. It orbits the Earth at 360 miles above the Earth. So it's constantly taking pictures. It's giving us some really great photographs of the heavens because of that. It's in a whole different perspective. It's not blocked by our atmosphere, our clouds. It's actually outside of, and it's looking at different things. And then there's something called the radio telescope. Now, this telescope has specialized antenna, and it's a receiver that's used to receive radio waves from astronomical radio resources. So, believe it or not, things in astronomy give off radio waves in sound. So you can hear stars. Do you know that? I mean, when it says the heavens declare his praise, they're actually praising God. I mean, we're limited here with our songs, which are wonderful, and the hymns, which are wonderful, but they're out there praising God in the heavens. Pulsars. From the Earth, a pulsar looks like a star that has a pulse. So if you have a pulse, there's like a beat, right? So these are beating stars, we'll call them in my definition. Pulsar stars look like they have a pulse, a rapid beat picked up only by radio telescopes. So the radio telescopes can actually hear these beats. The radio waves can be picked up and heard by radio telescopes. So, this is one set of pulsar stars. It's called 47 Tuck. Say 47 Tuck. Okay, so you're learning some science along with creativity. Do you know the Big Bang Theory makes complete sense to me? I mean, he spoke the words into existence and bam, they were there. I mean, that's, I love it. So this group of stars is a global cluster of tens of thousands of stars in a constellation. And this is all inside of the Milky Way. 12 supergiant pulsar stars are emitting sounds every millisecond. So there's 12 of them that are pulsing in this group, emitting the sound. Each pulsar gives off its own sound, and together sounds like a stringed section. When you hear it, it sounds like violins at different tones. It's pretty amazing. God has his own string section from the stars, his own symphony. Now, the next one is the one star that's pulsating right now. It's called Vela Pulsar, a highly magnetized neutron star. Boy, you guys are smart. You're going to know so much when you get out of here. Am I doing okay? Okay, she's nodding. That was good. The star exploded into a supernova and began oscillating 11 times a second on its axis. I mean, 11 times this thing is moving on its axis a second. It shoots a radio frequency out of itself, and this is what that star does 24/7 from 1,000 light years away. Constantly, it is oscillating and pulsing, praising God. Praise him. Thank you, God. Whatever it's doing, it's praising God. Now, I want you to hear this video of this Vela Pulsar star. This is going on constantly. And that's it. It's just oscillating. It's moving. It's forming. It's just moving. And it's giving the sound off in the heavens. It's pretty too, isn't it? It sounds like percussion. Your percussion's like... Okay, thank you. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye shining stars. So the stars are praising God. I mean, it's not just about church, folks. This is the heavens that are declaring his goodness. The heavens are praising him, declaring his greatness. He created all of this. Now, whales also praise God. Do you know, if you've ever gone sightseeing, if you go to Hawaii or Alaska, you'll see the whales, and you can hear them singing. They actually make a noise when they sing, the whales do. If you go to Hawaii, they'll tell you, and the people who deal with whales will say, how do they find the same place to come every year and mate and bear their young? And they said, they sing to each other. They are constantly giving off songs. And I believe a lot of the praise that they're doing is praising God. In Psalms, the rest of this verse, it says, praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths. So he's saying, even the whales come and praise him. I don't want any whale to take my place. You be beside me, Mr. Whale, Mr. Dolphin, you be beside me. But man, I want to be in the middle praising God the entire time because he's worthy of my praise. When I look at the stars, I know that they're already praising him. I can say, God, thank you. I want to praise you because you are awesome. I am down here, but you are up there, which allows me to come into your presence. As we sang this morning, he calls us friend. I love that. He initiated it. He calls us friend. If you know Louis Giglio, he preached this years ago. Well, he puts these sounds together. There's going to be the string stars. There's going to be that pulsating star for the percussions. And then you're going to hear the whales singing.
Two pulsars slowed down and put in sync with each other. It's not a real groovy crowd, I know, but I know where I am, but it's kind of groovy if you hear it. And some of you want to nod a little bit, but you don't know if that's allowed at a reform meeting, and so you just do as the Spirit leads. But isn't that cool? That's just two pulsars. And so we're going to put the millisecond guys in there. The ones you just heard, here they come. Whales?
Yeah.
Okay, those same whales that you just saw, undoctored and unedited. Here they come. And then 16 others, some whales, and we got something going. But I was asking what you're asking, because some people need it really clear. Like, what are they singing? And we tried this, and you just got to know this is unedited. We just dropped this on, and this is what happened. This is what they might be singing.
That pretty amazing. They're already singing, whether we're singing or not. It's just amazing. How can you see those things and not know how amazing He is? Amen. So what I want you today just to get away and to come away with is, we're small, but He's big. And there is nothing He can't do in your life. There is nothing He can't take care of. He's a big God. He created the moon and the stars and the whales and every animal, and He can do it. He's big. So what we need is our faith just to lift up to Him. Would you stand with me as we close? Hallelujah. The Father, we were faced with so many things that look like they're just mountains and insurmountable, but You're big. That same God who created the heavens and the earth and the stars, You're still in control and You're still on Your throne. And You are still walking and amongst us, and we're still here knowing You are God. So we sing how great You are. How great You are. David said to himself, soul, bless the Lord. So if you're downcast right now, if you're, speak to your soul, say, soul, begin to bless God. Soul, lift your voice unto God. Soul, declare His greatness, because He is awesome. The things in your life are not as big as they appear, because He is much bigger. Father, we say You are great. And we sing with the fishes, not swim with the fishes. We sing with the fishes. And we say, You are great. How great are You? And as Pastor Deb said, let us be singing this week so that other people can join in and sing and see You. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.